You know, as I was studying in the Word and reading in the Word, I found a key, a great key to Jesus' anointing. And I found it right here in John chapter 3. Look at it with me. How many of you know Jesus was anointed?
Yes.
Do you believe He was anointed?
Yes.
The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. John chapter 3, look at verse 34. It says, "For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God does not give the Spirit by measure." Look on the screen. Let's expand this a little bit. He says, "For he," talking about Jesus, "he," Jesus, "whom God has sent," what does he do? He speaks the words of God. Now the word for could also be the word therefore. Read it that way, I think it'll help you understand it more. "For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, therefore God doesn't give the Spirit by measure." Well, look at it again. "He whom God has sent," what does he do? What's he speak? Does he just say anything he wants to say? No, Jesus submitted himself to the script to only say what the Father told him to say. Herein lied his power. He submitted his mouth to only say what he heard the Father say. "He whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for therefore," because of that, God doesn't give the Spirit by measure. The Spirit was connected with Jesus' words. And guys, the same thing is true for you. Wherever God sends you, wherever your place, wherever your anointed place is, wherever God puts you, if you will do the same and speak the word of God, you'll have the Spirit without measure for whatever He's called you to do. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus said, "The works that I did, you'll do also. And greater works than these, because I go to the Father." We do the same works He did, the same way He did them, and He did it this way. How did He do it? He spoke the Word of God, therefore He had the Spirit without measure. Amen? So you want to stick with the script. Stick with the script. Jesus stuck with the script. He said, "In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do your will, O God."
Yes.
Find out what's written in the script. Find out who you are in Christ. Find out what you have, what you can do, who you are, your inheritance, and stick with the script and say that.
Yes.
And say it by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And you'll have the Spirit. What does that mean, Spirit without measure? That means you'll have more than enough Spirit to accomplish whatever you need to accomplish. God always gives you enough anointing, more than enough anointing to get the job done. It's not about who has the greatest anointing. It's about getting the job done. Amen. Look at a few verses. We'll flash these on the screen. Look at John chapter 12, verse 49. Follow on the screen, please. Jesus said, "For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command what I should say and what I should speak." Jesus said, I didn't just speak whatever I wanted. That's why He was powerful. "But the Father who sent me gave me a command what I should say and what I should speak." How many of you believe we all, I'll point at you because then I got three coming back at me. How many of you believe we should all be slower to speak?
Yes.
Quicker to listen to God, slower to get angry.
Yes.
If we'll do that, quicker to listen, slower to speak, we'll get His words and we can speak His words. You know, in any situation you face, you don't want to just take off just quoting scriptures and just declaring the word of God. No, you want to settle down. The Bible says in James 1:5, if any man lacks wisdom, and he's referring to anybody that's tested and tried. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and without reproach, and it'll be given to him if you ask in faith. So take time and just settle down. You got a situation going. Get in faith. Acknowledge the Lord. Oh, you're so great. You don't even have to talk about the situation. I just ask you for wisdom right now. And then look for the words that He gives you. And speak those words. Those words are the words of victory. Those words are the words that bring the anointing. Amen. John chapter 14 and verse 10. Jesus said, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I don't speak on my own authority. But the Father who dwells in me does the works." In other words, it's the Father dwelling in me. He gives me the words. How many of you want to be more effective? More fruitful? More productive? Let's learn to speak Spirit words. John chapter 8, verse 28. Then Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father taught me, I speak these things." Did you know you got the teacher on the inside of you? The Holy Spirit is on the inside of you? And one of the things He'll teach you to do is what to say and what not to say. And He'll inspire you and even give you supernatural words. Put this up on the screen. Ephesians chapter 5. Go over there with me. Turn in your Bibles. Ephesians chapter 5. Are you still here?
Yes.
You know what this is today? This is a checkup from the neck up. From the neck up. What? Check up on what you're saying. Yes. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 says, "And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit speaking." Be filled with the Spirit speaking. Be filled with the Spirit speaking. So there's a double reference here, and the reference is this, that you can be filled with the Spirit through your speaking. But then if you are filled with the Spirit, you will speak. It's kind of like this. Could I get a glass, an empty glass, please, quickly? So speaking, the Bible says, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking. So you can be filled with the Spirit by speaking. Speaking, 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 speaking. You can speak unto fullness. But then you keep speaking, 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 speaking. And you speak from fullness. And when you start speaking from fullness, dominion is present.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible talks about enriched utterance. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. "I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched." I like that word, enriched. "You were enriched in everything by Him, in all utterance and all knowledge." So we've been enriched in all of our utterance, all of our speaking, and all of our knowledge. "Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift." Everybody say enriched utterance.
Enriched.
You know what enriched utterance is? It's Holy Ghost speaking. Enriched utterance. I don't see it as often on loaves of bread here, but in my country, on just a standard loaf of bread, almost any loaf of bread you buy, it'll say on the package, right on the outside of the bread loaf, it'll say enriched, or one of the ingredients will be enriched wheat flour or enriched flour. You know what that means? It means that they've taken some flour, either some white flour or some wheat flour, and they added something to it. They enriched it. The Lord wants you to have words, but not just words, words with something added to it. Holy Ghost words. Holy Ghost words are words of dominion. Around here this week, we've had a lot of Holy Ghost words. And a lot of good things. We were in the back office and we looked at each other and we said, what if we didn't have this week? See, a lot of you think life would go on as normal even if we didn't have it. It would not. It would go on normally. I said, what if we hadn't had this meeting this week? Our year would not be what it's going to be because of the things that have been set in motion through inspired words this week. Enriched utterance that the Lord has granted. Things have been set.
Yes.
Things have been set for our year.
Yes.
I don't know about you. It's helping me already.